Hello, and welcome to Food Segment on WGXC, where I investigate food places and tell you all about my discoveries. On a recent Saturday in October, I met dining companions at Super Bowl Cuisine.
Yeah, sit down.
Just you.
Gonna be three people.
At 300 Kingston Plaza Road in Kingston for an early dinner.
This is the view you see from there.
Oh, wow.
I was first to arrive and greeted by the host.
Is it all buffet?
Oh, we have buffet or menu.
Who led me to a comfortable booth with dark vinyl seats. The shades were drawn and the spacious dining room glowed with a yellow fluorescence.
Can I have a seltzer? Soda
water?
Yeah.
From my seat, rows of encasements glimmered with serving utensils and white plates stacked toward the ceiling.
It's hell. We got the buffet's huge.
A few bodies floated languidly.
They have like a hot hibachi.
Browsing between them.
They have a dessert buffet.
My dining companions arrived.
Noodles. Shrimp cocktail.
I love shrimp cocktail.
But I was impatient to get started.
Starting to get kind of busy though. We should probably get on this.
And went for a walk amongst the aisles.
Do you think we're gonna get COVID here?
The first section, or last, depending on where you started, held cold things. Among its various stainless steel compartments,
so you got two little olives,
were cherry tomatoes.
That's where you started.
That's where
you started with that.
Hard-boiled eggs, kimchi, edamame, tofu, lemon slices, rotini pasta, and shredded cheddar cheese. At one end, shrimp and other shellfish.
But now it's kind of confusing because it's like
mixed with ice cubes.
How many times are you allowed to get up and get more? Or are you supposed to get it all?
At the other, 12 Bain Maries held sauces and condiments.
A couple different sauces.
Like ketchup, duck sauce, shrimp sauce,
and I like it.
Pickled jalapenos, tartar sauce, and two types of Italian dressing.
The best is that they have like this whole sauce section.
Yeah.
That's where I'm headed to next.
In the aisles beyond, steam tables were organized by elusive principles.
Okay, I just got some string beans. I have two cold shrimps. I have one sesame ball.
One held coconut shrimp.
Steamed prom dumplings. I have chicken and broccoli.
Calamari rings.
Lo mein, I have some
a seafood boil,
mushrooms, and I have some
and
like,
steamed crab legs,
chicken,
while another had chicken with broccoli.
What are the mushrooms?
Beef with broccoli.
I don't know, they're just mushrooms.
Lo mein,
like sauteed mushrooms.
Gyoza.
What's that?
Chicken
and sauteed mushrooms. Another contained mostly fried things.
Fried squid?
Scallops.
This ring.
Oh, that ring, yeah.
French fries.
But it doesn't have really squid inside.
Spring rolls.
Maybe this squid is like
crab wontons.
Used to flavor.
And garlic bread.
It's more just like a breading ring. You are to me. And then this was a fried
shrimp.
That's a fried shrimp, okay. Like the
fantasy. Sushi.
What's weird is that everything is self-serve except for the drink.
Its own section was laid out on rectangular white plates and protected by a sneeze guard. Among
it, I got
eel.
I got General Tso's chicken.
Salmon.
I don't know if it's chicken lo mein or just veg.
Excessively bright red tuna.
I got chicken and broccoli.
And round rolls.
One pork dumpling.
With cucumber and crab.
Couple different sauces.
Or cream cheese. Or both.
I got one fried chicken wing.
Uh-huh. Sparkled next to a glass bowl.
I got boneless rib.
On the end.
It's underneath my lo mein.
Okay.
Labeled tips. And filled with $1 bills. And I could spend all my love with you till the end of time. stop in a dark back corner.
They have like a hot hibachi.
A live hibachi chef.
Oh, I wanted those green beans.
Stood behind plexiglass.
I might have to go back.
Next to a hot grill.
There's a lot of different cuisines actually.
Waiting for someone to order something.
So this was under the title.
I filled my plate with lo mein.
After I took this one, they brought like a fresh batch.
Orange chicken.
I think I'm gonna actually get.
And kung pao chicken.
So yes, I
broccoli.
I got something called sizzling chicken that looks
fried shrimp.
A little bit more like the. It looks like the roast chicken.
And some other things.
But it's in.
And covered it all in sweet red wonton sauce.
So got a couple pieces of broccoli out of the broccoli chicken dish.
My dining companions experimented with appetizers. Vegetables, noodles.
We have olives.
I got some of those too.
And meat.
I might have to go back. Yeah.
And tried the iced shrimp cocktail.
Blue light, like LED lights on the cold bar. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm. At the end of our meal,
I've walked past this place so many times, Stepper, and I never went in.
We each paid a visit.
Wow.
To the dessert station.
So much fun.
What have we got?
For Jell-O's.
So this evening for dessert, we have
pudding.
Classic, your classic vanilla cake, chocolate frosting,
fruit,
cube of
coconut
vanilla cake,
and small square cakes.
What seems to be maybe a coffee ice cream.
Oh, okay.
We're arranged near self-serve ice cream.
I'm imagining strawberry.
That looks like, yeah.
And then mint chocolate chip.
Gotcha.
Yes.
The mint chocolate chip is quite, neon.
Fluorescent almost.
We all shared from a communal plate.
This seems to be like a little tiny chocolate on chocolate cake.
Of chocolate and banana pudding.
Oh, it was a butter pecan.
A piece of cantaloupe.
Oh.
It's butter pecan.
And bite-sized cakes.
The that chocolatey stuff.
One dessert that we did not try.
They had they had halves of banana.
Appeared to be halved bananas.
Drowning in a gooey red goo.
Tossed in a thick red syrup.
No, it looked like vanilla pudding.
It looks like a porridge, kind of, yeah. No?
It's not chunky, it's smooth. It's smooth and yellow.
I saw a chunky pudding.
When our check arrived, it came with overly direct fortune cookies.
Budget.
Oh, okay, read your fortune.
The positive change in your living situation is on the horizon this month.
October is a month for unexpected surprises and opportunities.
Remember, progress on your mental health journey is worth celebrating.
Which we addressed before heading.
And there was a fourth fortune that just appeared out of nowhere.
Into the cool night air.
Your dreams are the guiding lights in the darkness.
Full of every food you could think of.
That is so weird.
And some that you could not. Thank you for listening to this edition of Food Segment on WGXC.
Mine just says your next Chinese meal will bring you more cookies with an exclamation point.